Well, welcome to Mother's Day. Wow, what a wonderful day this is. You know, I think all of us as kids, we were around, now I don't know if this is for everybody or not, but I know I always felt safe when I was with Mom. I knew she'd protect me from them bullies and different things like that. But the question I think for all of us, with whom do you feel safe with? Now, that seems like a simple question, that's for sure, but it can be terribly complicated, one for some people. And I think many of us can answer that question, but I love the buts, as you know. But for some, that question would be hard and difficult to answer because not everyone feels safe in their lives. Not everyone has had a parent or another person in their lives that consistently provide that feeling of safety. For many, to feel safe can feel like a priceless or even a rare dream, a precious gift, which might always be out of reach. But on this Sunday, that we often name the Festival of the Christian Home, where we honor mothers or special women who have impacted our lives in a unique or profound way, we think of that rare, beautiful person who has made us feel not only safe, but warm and cherished, valuable and loved. So honoring those in our lives on this day set apart means for many of us a wonderful time of remembering those times when that special person was there for us. When that beloved somebody supported us and lifted us out of a dark place. That time when sharing a few moments with our person felt like the most wonderful and the most powerful gift in the world to us. Now, whether that person is still alive or whether has passed into the arms of Jesus, those memories of those safe times in their presence or in their arms can still make us feel warm and cuddly inside. Remembering, it's important. Even a few significant moments when we've been made to feel safe and loved can get us through 100 tough times. To remember those times is often enough to help us to take that one more step into a particularly hard direction. Now, I would like to think that the disciples felt that way too. Perhaps this is why the next few weeks until the Holy Spirit arrives on that day in the upper room, the disciples spent this time remembering. Last week, we saw Jesus make his third appearance to the disciples after the resurrection, commissioning them for mission. And after this, our lectionary is going to lead us through a series of flashbacks, scriptures that take place before Jesus' crucifixion. Now, I'd like to imagine that the disciples huddled together, discussing Jesus' words to them and his post-resurrection appearances, and then looking back at times in which he had explained to them what was to come. And at that time, they really didn't understand that much, and they thought, oh, they wondered about this guy. But now the pieces seem to be falling quickly into place. These are the disciples' ha-ha moment. Yeah, I'd like to say, I just was, wow, aha, these remembrance and teaching by Jesus, accompanied by the disciples' real-world experience of his resurrection, would become the foundation of their apostolic theology and the birth of the early church. During this period, their mourning had begun turning into dancing. Their grief has become tinged with hope and excitement and acknowledgement and, above all, comfort. Although they felt Jesus' strength before, but now looking back at his words and his predictions, they felt Jesus magnified their strength, and they looked forward to the coming of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit of Christ, which would continue to be with them from the day of Pentecost forward. And he's with us today, thanks be to God. And then suddenly they realized he would never be gone. They would never be alone. And not only that, he would be a safe space for all to follow him. not just in their time, but throughout all time. Now, no one can really find this true answers to stuff, and I really mean no one would ever snatch Jesus' beloved followers out of God's hands. No, he said, we are safe with him, and you are safe with him. How awesome is that? Today, the scriptures we were talking about is told to us by John has to be one of the most comforting scriptures. We can almost hear the words of the 23rd Psalm echoing in Jesus' language in this passage from John. He's the voice of God, the shepherd for the sheep. He'll protect them, deliver them, provide for them, be with them, and all who belong to him will be entirely protected and guarded from all evil. I like what Isaiah says in Isaiah 41:13, fear not, I am the one who helps you. I am your shield and shade, Psalm 121, 5 and 8. I am your good shepherd, and I am your safe place where nothing in the world or beyond can harm you or take you away. I love what Jesus said. He told me, hey guys, I and the Father, we are one. Now you talk about a powerful statement. In fact, it sounds a lot more powerful than the post-resurrection than it did at the time, because Jesus was teaching his disciples. Because now it makes perfect sense. And as we celebrate the love of mothers today, I want us to think about some of the attributes of God. You know, because God's family is important and we're part of God's family. The attributes of God that Jesus represents in this scripture today, he is creator, he is deliverer, he is provider, he is nurturer, he is protector, he is leader, he is Jesus, and he and the Father are one. So now all we need to do is listen for Jesus' voice and then follow him. Just stay close in his presence. And our lives will be safe and sound in God's loving hands. Why? I think because Jesus is our divine nurturer, our most beloved person. He knows us. After all, he created us. He knows who we are. He sees into the reaches of our hearts, and he knows the workings of our mind. I think that's so important. You know, the devil likes to play tricks on your mind, but he can't read your mind. But God knows your mind. Jesus, he even knows what you're thinking before you think it. He knows where we'll falter, and he knows the depths of our faith. He knows who is listening, and he knows who will follow. Now, I don't think it matters if you felt unsafe in this world at times, or your family, or your society, or anywhere else in your life. Jesus will always be a safe place for you. Now, I think all of us could use that kind of safe space in our lives. Amen? Especially when life feels particularly hard. The culture that we live in today, in fact, is hard. It's hard for all of us at times to find somewhere we can truly feel safe, emotionally, spiritually, and for many, physically. But let's face it, in much of our lives, we live in fear. It's something we learn, isn't it? Even for those who have a family stability, the loved ones, the friends, we still often can feel that we're living in a fear-filled culture. And in that fear-filled culture, we don't know who we can trust. Remember that there was a television program, Who Can You Trust? Well, we long for, we pine for, we ache for a face and a space that we know in our hearts that is safe for us. And yet, no human presence feels reliable enough. Now, of course, we can run into some of the wonderful, compassionate people that we love. And, of course, we can try our best to console and be there for others. But I love the buts. But to fill the kind of holes that fear, mistrust, and grief had wrought, that many years of damage and mistrust has formed, only what Jesus can do and will do. And Jesus will fill those ruts. trust and obey, for there is no other way. So when all else fails and life gets real, and when our friends hurt us and our loved ones desert us, when our spirits sink and when we don't know where to turn, when we have questioning even ourselves and those around us, only Jesus will do. You see, Jesus knew this all along. That's why, next to his resurrection, the Holy Spirit is the most beautiful gift that he could possibly give us. For we'll never be without him, ever. He is with us everywhere and all the time. Didn't he tell us he would never leave us nor forsake us? Jesus knows our fears. He knows our misgivings. He knows how frustrated we can feel when we don't know where to turn or who to trust. He knows how fickle the world can sometimes be, and how lonely and how isolating it can be. But when we stay close to him, he will hold us in God's right hand, and he will never let anything harm us. We'll not only be protected, we will never be alone. Now, I like to imagine, and I think about this all the time, and I like to imagine, and this might be a flashback, this memory for Jesus' newly commissioned disciples. I think it was a beautiful realization and comfort, and I can imagine it gave them hope, strength, and renewed zeal for the mission Jesus was calling them to. But these words are not just meant for them. They are meant for us, our modern-day disciples, you and me. So today, as we think about the love of God, and we remember the promise that he made to us, his sacrifice, his astounding resurrection, know too that he promises the same for all of us. So much love, so much more to come. Because once you've accepted him into your life, you will never be alone again. I like what John Wesley said. It was the love of God. He was sort of like the hound of heaven, always wooing us into that love relationship, always giving us comfort and joy and peace. Now things will seem just a little bit easier, I think, and maybe just a little bit happier, and maybe just a little bit calmer, just a little bit safer. In fact, I like to think we are a lot safer, because as Jesus had taught in the past, in the calling to be disciples, he told them, he said, this is a risky business, guys, being one of my disciples. And the mission that the disciples were to undertake, and the mission we too as modern day disciples are called to follow, will never yield an easy path, but it will always be a glorious one, and one we will never do alone. So on this beautiful, wonderful Mother's Day, as we focus on the love of God and the love of our mothers, our prayer for all of us is that the strength and the power of God flow over you, and may the Holy Spirit fill you, and may Christ's redemptive hand restore you and give you his peace. For Christ is with you, his right hand is lifting you and holding you, and know that you are beloved. And also know you are safe in Jesus' name.